GAXTW20JML. Wonder if you're still there.
Yes, Jay, still here. I had a quick word with young Steve, M1CYT, whilst you answered the door. Yes, I was thinking your 4 hours north, that must take you up to sort of Leeds, Yorkshire area. And I was also thinking about your modem and the fact you needed to reset it. I mean, modems, I've never had that problem here, but you could always put a time switch on it to just to do a very brief off period in the middle of the night, and that wouldn't half save you two lots of 4 hours to reset it, would it? What do you think of that crazy suggestion? GAXTW.
GAXTW20JML. To be fair, it's only happened once in the last 2-3 months, so I'm not overly bothered by it. And to be fair, I need to up anyway, so I need to get the aerials up and what have you on the house. But no, it's a little over 4 hours. It has taken 7 in the past, due to the M1, but no, it's a little bit further up. We're up in County Durham, Chesley Street area, so just south of Newcastle. Actually very close to the Beamish Museum. But yeah, no, it was the local window cleaner at the door. He did be windows last time I was up here. A bit daft, isn't it? A window cleaner having a window cleaner. But it's a bit like any other trade, isn't it? You do it all day, you get home, you don't want to do it at your own place. No, I kind of need him tomorrow to bring his ladders so I can get the aerials up. Get the rotator set up. So that I can do some radio while I'm up here. Some actual RF radio rather than coming through the SIP portal on the network. Back over to you, GAXTW20JML.
From GAXTW, waiting for the PIP. Can I just say that I appreciate that from that distance coming through VR that I've heard some pretty awful signals through here, but yours is superb, very nice, listenable quality. But you've got that working very well indeed. I mean, the Freestyle codecs use the same sort of things they use on the telephone, so they should be good. It depends what some people stretch them too far, go too narrow, and all this nonsense, and they sound horrible. But yours is sounding superb, so you should be very pleased with that that signal. And I'm sure Oscar will be happy to know that as well. But he too must surely realise that there's some that aren't so hot. But there you go. So I'm going in on a few milliwatts over across to repeater using radio, and your signal, as I say, is coming in ever so well. So that's good, good, good. So you must have a good, path in there. I use the SIP phones here, and if I want to go on anywhere else on the network, and that seems to work quite well. So there you have it. Excellent, excellent. Okay, on the location, yeah, we had a relation who lived up County Durham way, and she lost her husband about a year ago, and now she's gone to stay in Taunton, which is you have to talk a different language when you go down there. It's she worked at the university, and so did her husband, in fact. But once he passed to DC, she felt that she could be near her sister, who lives down Taunton Way. So it's a bit of a hike. And of course, you have to change your passport, don't you, when you go that far south. So there you have it. Okie doke, I'm getting the aerials up tomorrow. With a bit of luck with the man's ladders. Excellent. And you see how far you get with whatever you put up. But that'll be great to hear. Anyway, it's good to hear from you, Jay. And one of these days, it looks like we are meeting on the 2nd at St. Fremen's. I think that's next Friday. But who knows where we'll all be. So back to you then, from G8XGW in Leighton Buzzard.
GAXTW20JML. Well, I'm not sure if I'll be back down by then. He says, looking at his watch, what are we on, Saturday the 27th? I might be back down by then. If I'm down, I'll be there. I might have to bring the underling with me, but he's happy as long as he's got a Wi-Fi connection and his switch. If I can't, I'll have a word with Matt and see if I can't virtually attend in some way. I'm gonna call this one my final, because I do need to get out to B&Q and get some wood for shelving and get the shelves in today, so that tomorrow it's not so much of a hard slog getting everything in position for the radios. At some point I'm going to have to work out how I do port forwarding on this modem, because for some reason the gateway isn't connecting into all Starlink. I can see it on the router, but I just can't. It's just not going through, so it's got to be the port forwarding. I shall speak to you in a bit. GAXTW20JML.
Yep, okay, Jay from GAXTW. Yeah, I'm not just wondering whether you use a static IP for such things. There's an awful lot of modems, service providers do not offer that these days, except for a ridiculous fee. And, I'm still with PlusNet and a static IP and lots of port forwarding in my modem. About pages worth, perhaps a bit more on the modem maintenance pages. But, I'm not sure how you get on with if you've got a variable IP address. But I'm sure you'll get there in the end, so I'll leave you to it. And you need someone with a bit more knowledge than I to guide you on things like that if you're not sure. Righto, I'll leave you to it. Nice to chat and into darkest Durham. or nearby, shall we say. Right, take care. All the best to you and stay warm up there. G8XTW closing. Or clearing, I should say.
Yep, 73 for now. GAXTW20JML now going QRT.